That's news to you, right? It's never happened? So the good news, guys, and the only reason I'm willing to do this, because what it takes to shift from adversaries to partners, that's not hard for you guys. You guys are so ready to be our partners. You know, you got to work out this sex thing, like how are you going to get enough? But besides that, you're so ready to be our partners. Way more ready to be our partners than normal women are ready to be your partners. So the women who are here in this room, who are the graduates of Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women, they've already done the work to shift how they relate to men from adversaries to partners. You're in a room of roughly 120 women who have given up the right to emasculate men forever. Yeah. Yeah, woohoo! It doesn't mean they don't slip up from time to time. It does mean, though, that they don't go around justifying having done that. They will, in fact, hand them back. Those are yours. Sorry about that. Now, the women here have done a major amount of work in shifting from adversaries to partners. But to have partnership be real in a relationship, you have to start with who are you looking to be in relationship with. And I'm going to give you the definition of partners, and then I'm going to tell you the number one quality I'm going to tell you to look for, okay? Partners is persons, this is on your list, persons on the same side or team, persons engaged in some enterprise, sharing its profits and risks. Persons on the same side or team, persons engaged in some enterprise, sharing its profits and risks. Now, the guys actually know the answer to this. This is so cool. When you're going to be sharing the risk with someone, there's something that you're going to be looking for. There's one quality that's more important than others when you're going to share the risk with someone. Trust. Right? Trust. You cannot create a partnership with someone that you don't trust. You just can't. Trust means a firm belief or confidence in the honesty, integrity, or reliability, justice, etc. of another person or thing. Faith, reliance, to rely or depend upon. So if you want to now approach dating, being in sync with the possibility for human spirit right now, the quality you've got to guide yourself by is trust. The thing you want to be asking yourself is, do I trust her? Do I trust him? Is this someone I think I could trust? What could I trust them for? Remember, we're going to talk here about sorting. So you want to sort fast. Do I feel like I can trust him? No, bye. Do I feel like I can trust him? No, bye. No, bye. No, bye. Yes, possibility. Yes, possibility. Yes, possibility. Oh, look, we have a whole pool of possibles here. Because I trust him. I trust each one of these people. Nothing in your instincts will tell you to do this. You're not going to be compelled to do this. Really, it's going to take discipline to do it. It may take getting yourself supported. But number one thing in shifting from adversaries to partners is you've got to be sorting based on trust. That's the place you got to start. If you don't trust them, you will have no chance to do any of the following steps.